Even if you are not a Catholic, you probably admit that the Pope's visit to the U.S. is a major event, certainly. Pope Francis is one of the most recognizable figures worldwide, and the papacy still holds a position of influence. But can the Pope's influence get a man off Texas's death row? The Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports.
It's been almost 30 years since Lidia Guerrero last embraced her son. It was in Argentina. Back then, her teenager, Victor Saldaño, left home. He told her he wanted to see the world.
Estuvo en Brasil, después estuvo en el Mato Grosso, estuvo en Venezuela, en Colombia, en la Guayana Francesa.
He went everywhere, from Brazil to Venezuela to the French Guianas. Every so often, he'd send postcards saying he was well. But in 1996, Lidia Guerrero got a call saying her son was not well. In fact, he was in Texas, accused of murder and facing the death penalty.
Es muy duro tener un hijo acusado de asesinato, en fin, de un delito tan.
When your child is accused of something as terrible as murder, it is shameful. It is tough. The joy is gone.
La alegría se pierde.
Sometimes the hope is gone as well, but not for Guerrero, since her son's death sentence in the 1995 killing of Paul Ray King in Collin County, Guerrero's been praying for a miracle. She fears he may be guilty, but she prays to hold him again in Argentina, where he could spend his life behind bars. Guerrero is a woman of faith, but not a Catholic. But her attorney is, and one day in 2014 he had an idea. Since we have nowhere else to go, he told her, let's go to the Pope. He's from Argentina, too. He may advocate on behalf of Victor. A couple of weeks went by, and Guerrero got a call from her attorney.
El Papa quiere que vengan.
The Pope wants us to go to Rome.
Que ustedes vengan a Roma.
Guerrero is elderly and poor, so how could she make it all the way to Rome? When friends and relatives heard that the Pope wanted to meet Guerrero, they scraped together money for her airplane ticket and room and board. At their meeting in Rome, the Pope told her he knew Victor Saldaño's case well.
Y él me dijo, si habré rezado por ese cordobesito.
He even said he's prayed multiple times on Victor's behalf. That strengthened Guerrero's faith. She knows a figure like Francis carries a lot of weight in Texas, especially with Catholic Governor Greg Abbott. But papal interventions when it comes to death row inmates have not been very successful. During his papacy, John Paul II often spoke against the death penalty. He raised it during his 1993 U.S. tour.
If you want equal justice for all and true freedom and lasting peace, then America, defend life.
At the time, some argued the Pope was then speaking against abortion. But during a later visit in 1999, he was unambiguous, directly speaking against capital punishment and effectively sparing the life of a Missouri's death row inmate named Daryl Meese.
I got a letter, death letter, said on January 27th, 1999, Daryl Meese shall suffer death. But then the Missouri Supreme Court found out that Pope John Paul II was coming to Missouri on that very date. So they didn't want to execute me while he was here, so they changed the date to February 12th.
Meese's sentence was commuted to life without parole. He's the only person in the U.S. whose life has been spared through papal intervention, but that doesn't mean it can't happen again. John Burke is a Catholic scholar with St. Edward's University. He says there are many arguments Governor Abbott may consider, even beyond a papal appeal to spare Saldaño's life on moral grounds.
The popularity of Francis and the growing Latino population and its impact politically in the state of Texas, a large percentage of that population is either of Catholic background or Pentecostal background. And so, just speaking in political terms, there's a political self-interest for wanting to at least consider the possibility of moving toward a reprieve where you move someone off death penalty to life without parole.
For her part, Lidia Guerrero's faith still stands strong. He's not scheduled to die yet, but the mother of Texas death row inmate Victor Saldaño says she'll give all glory to God when her son's life is spared. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.